I think you would call all of them snap beans, or green beans, maybe. That's probably the correct name, probably green beans.
Mm-hmm. And say you take the tops of turnips and cook them and make a mess of
greens.
Okay, any other greens you cook besides turnips?
Mustard.
Anything else?
Collards.
Mm-hmm. What about poke? Do people have that?
No.
You have never heard of people eating that?
Poke?
Uh-huh.
No.
Talking about corn, the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob is...
Roasted in ears?
Okay.
They call them roasting ears.
Okay. Any other names for those?
No.
What is that exactly? Is that field corn? Or?
Well, any kind of corn, just when it begins to mature, is you can use it, eat it for roasting the ears.
And the outside of the ear of corn is called the
grain,
or the part that you, the covering on it.
Oh, the show.
Okay. What about the stringy things?
Silks.
And the thing that grows at the top of the corn stalk?
Tassel.
Okay. And this is something that you can make pie out of at Thanksgiving. It's a big yellow thing.
Oh, pumpkin.
Okay. And what different kinds of melons do you have?
Watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
Mushmelon. Well, I guess that's about it.
What about something similar to mushmelon?
Cantaloupe.
What's the difference between them now?
Oh, really? I don't know, other than they're different in size. A mushmelon is longer than a cantaloupe. Cantaloupe is more of a round melon than a mushmelon is. It's longer, a lot longer than a cantaloupe.
Mm-hmm. Are there different kinds of watermelons?
Yes, there's a lot of different varieties.
Any particular kinds?
Well, yeah, the kind we grow around here is Charleston Gray and...
What does that look like?
It's a gray, real black gray melon, green gray, I guess you call it. And there's a Garrison.
Is that round or long?
Garrison is long. The proper, the way you supposed to pronounce it, I think, is a Garrisonian. We call them Garrisons.
Garrisonian?
And there's Cannonball. That's a big round melon.
Mm-hmm.
Green, rind. And, like the Cuban Queen, that's a gray melon with dark green stripes in it. Then there's a icebox melon, which is small and grows in about 60 days, I think, from the time you plant it. It's mature. It's a lot earlier than the other melons. Of course, they don't get very big in size. They're small.
What about them? Do you have any that have yellow meat on
the inside? Yeah, I saw them. We don't have any now, but I have saw them in the past.
Do they have any special name?
Not that I know of. We just call them yellow-meated watermelons.
This is something that might, little umbrella-shaped thing that might spring up in the woods or fields after it rains. Little tiny, well, not be about.